conveyance is actually negligible. So if the committee requires information, we can provide at a later stage the details, but largely it's to flood the country, this conveyance permit. The fortunately, the inspectorate is here on the questions around the inspectorate, but in general, the inspectorate under this act has to conduct inspections, whether on the basis of people complaining, but also regular inspection randomly to check if companies are in compliance with the act. But the inspectorate will give more information on that. On the issue of the allegations in the Sunday Times, the inspectorate also responds to that. But we were asked if we are doing anything about it, but she will respond to all those categories. So far as the run is concerned, we do not authorize any equipment to Iran because in the main state the United Nations Security Council resolutions on sanctions against Iran. So we do not do that as a matter of course.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the question of the main investigations that we currently are dealing with, there are several 38 cases that were reported to the SAC for the investigation and the possible prosecution. Some of the major ones involve a company that exported equipment against UN sanctions. That matter is still to conclusion, and it should be finalized in May. There are other issues of registered companies that sometimes export more than what was authorized by the company or import without importation permit. There is also currently an investigation on a company that imported more equipment on the Prima that was bought for certain Department of Defense sections, and the person bought in more than that was approved for the DOD, and we have confiscated that, and the investigation is ongoing. And with regard to transit, the concern of transit, we had recently last week as well as this week confiscated consignment that came in without approval of conveyance terms. With regard to the Sunday Times article on Sunday, we have already started investigations of all companies mentioned as well as individuals mentioned, and we will report back to the NCACC should we find any contravention of the NCACA.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Any other questions? Honorable Minister, may I ambush you? You are not yet, Honorable Minister. About the... I have been seeing the... looking at the categories of arms that we produce. I'm thinking about this particular situation that took place, I think it was in the 90s, where the Libyan oil plant was shut down. The operations were shut down. I won't mention the country that was responsible for this, but it is part and parcel of the Saudi war that is beginning to be launched against the country. Now, my question is, to what extent are we, as South Africa, secure from an onslaught by the cyber? Thank you.
Well, even though it doesn't arise from our work as the NCACC, but from the JCPS cluster, is one of the outputs, I think, the output number 8, in terms of the cyber security. There is a policy document that we have approved as a cluster in terms of focusing. hand in fighting against the cyber warfare. So I'm sure at an appropriate time, you'll be able to brief an appropriate committee on the content of the policy framework on the cyber security. But it is a matter that is of particular worry and concern to the JPPS cluster. So there is a committee of departments, state security, defense, communications, etc. So that developed is a very important.
Thank you, Chairman. I wish you didn't try the participation. This will be my last round of questions. Just a follow-up in respect of the inspectorate. You mentioned that there was one of the major investigations was in respect of companies that violated UN sanctions. I wonder if you could provide us with more details about the name of the company in respect of what category of conventional weapons we are talking about. That's the follow-up. Then, in respect of specific investigations, I wonder if you could confirm whether there are investigations into the allegation in 2009 that a company tried to sell aviator G-suits to Iran. Of course, that company did not produce aviator G-suits, and there was a question about where they came from and whether this was an attempt to pass sanctions. So that would be one question. Also, is there any investigation into the whole question of the Bread and Challenger, the fast boat, which was allegedly exported through South Africa to Iran? And also, is there any investigation into a company that was allegedly involved in hull designs, or designing hulls for Iranian oil companies? And fourthly, is there any investigation into the whole question of possible illegal export of riot control gear to Madagascar in 2009? If you could provide us with some answers to those questions. And then finally, Chair, two last questions. There has been some concern over the last 2 years about the institutional strength of the directorate. I think the Minister mentioned this in the past, that there was going to be an effort to strengthen the directorate. I wonder if you could tell us, who is the current head of the directorate? I understand the person called Michelle Boyson was the head of the directorate and then was suspended. That may or may not be true. I wonder, is she the head? Was she suspended? If she was suspended, why was she suspended? Who is the current head? Is there a plan in place, Johnny, that of concern to all of us to strengthen the directorate as an institution? And then finally, in your last quarterly report, and I haven't seen it before, you itemized the United Nations as an importing country, which I think is exactly the right thing to do, because it's clear. If there's an authorization and it's in respect of the United Nations, we need to know that it was through the United Nations. And there was a concern last year, I think, of the Syria, which was in fact working for the United Nations, that it looked in the report and it was an export to Syria. So I think it is the right way to go. So could you provide us with a perspective tomorrow? Which country is for conventional weapons were exported to, and what kind of weapons were exported. I understand that they were exported to a United Nations entity.
On the specific question, on the details, will not give you those details about the investigation. I think talking about the G suite and so on, because I received a letter from the joint chairs asking those specific questions. So I've answered it in detail. So I'm going to hand over to the chair now, so that if there's a follow-up, there's a follow-up, but I'm not want us to go into those details, because the purpose of our being here is to deal with the second, third, and fourth quarter with the parts to the point. But we have answered that the issue as well. All the other question that you've asked, it also refers to the previous. Yes, there has been a question also from the committee, which have also provided, which I'm going to give to the joint chairs. Then lastly, the issue of the inspectorate as well, there is an answer that was given to. On the other point of the United Nations, we also notice as a committee sometimes when we give reports, if we do not specify, it creates an impression that we are authorizing export to countries that are questionable, so to say. For an example, there are United Nations programs in Egypt. So in those instances, we authorize them because it's for a specific purpose. Sometimes in Somalia, I think the other one was
Syria
as well. Yeah. So those we have specifically approved. I think it was Iraq, it was Afghanistan, it was Somalia, it was Syria. Yeah. These are categories of what was the other question that was asked? Or the directorate, yes. The directorate, they are working very hard, but we still feel as a committee that we need to increase the capacity and the capability of the directorate to give support to the NPCC. So we have found money that will increase the staff complement, but also in terms of the administrative capacity of the directorate to give the support. So, as we speak, there are interviews that are being held in order to employ people who's going to continue to support the committee. On the issue of Ms. Poison, it is true, she's no longer in the directorate right now. There are some issues that we as a committee felt uncomfortable. So the Secretary of Defense is handling disciplinary procedures with Ms. Poison. So, but the outcome has not yet been determined. That is why right now Ms. Dada is heading the directorate.
I would like to think that some of the information here is confidential. Mr. Zaka is currently the head of the directorate. The previous Secretary of Defense, I am quite certain, was not very familiar with the Environment of Defense and allowed some changes within the structure of the Secretariat of the NPCC that caused the minister here a huge amount of heat. She allowed Zaka to proceed on his upward journey in life, because he has been working very hard on the NPCC, and he was promoted out of the NPCC. We discovered somewhat later that perhaps she was not going to allow that. And we have harnessed him back, because we think he's doing a good job. But that was a bit that we experienced for a period of a year or so. I think that Ms. Poison was not the right person for the job. It was a job a little far beyond what she was capable of dealing with. And as the minister has said, you know, we identified it, but it did cause a great deal of embarrassment in our delivery of our responsible plans. And defense takes full responsibility for that. And we now have a Secretary of Defense who understands the field as adequately as any general understands it. And we're quite comfortable that we will be taking the right decision.
Thank you. Honorable members, those are clarifications which have been made with regard to a number of issues which have been raised, including the directory and those investigations that have taken place and the replacement of the head of the directory. We are doing quite well on time right now. Any questions? Any clarity? Manik, you are firing on all cylinders.
Thank you, Chair. Just a follow-up, Ms. I understand that you will furnish the co-chairs with a letter providing some clarity on the investigations that are underway in respect of Iran. And presumably the Chair you will get that information as soon as possible. Thank you. The question of NGN, you didn't respond to that question.
So that's why I said that it doesn't arise from the report, and I don't know what specific MTNs to do with the NSA. That's what you know. Well, it's not in me telling you come up. I'm not aware of any MTN issue that arises from the NSA, except what I read in the press about text and all kinds of issues.
Yeah, honorable member, if you have more information to share with me, so that the ministry will be able to.
Chair, really, the allegation, and I must stress that it is an allegation, is that MTN bribed or attempted to bribe officials to support the export of conventional arms to Iran. Now, that would seem to me to fall firmly within your portfolio, and I assume that you would refer to yourself as concerned and possibly consider initiating an investigation into that matter.
That's to say, if you provide us with information, then we'll look at it. But right now, there's nothing before the NSA that involves that.
I would be happy to finish.
Honorable members, we wish to thank you very much, and thank most in particular to the team of the men of the NSA and the two ministers.
No.